on X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
My beer buddies and I are here to drink some beer with you through the radio. It's Marty. Across from me, the brewmaster Carl Strauss, the pride of Chula Vista, the man who brought us the Tower X West Coast IPA. It's got the teal can with the big 91XX and radio tower on it. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Happy Friday, man.
Brendan Hernandez, he is the man behind SanDiegoBeer.news. It is all things craft beer in San Diego. Good morning, Brandon.
Good to see you guys.
Let's drink some beer.
Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
All right, we got a couple beers in front of us right now from Battle Mage Brewing Company out of Vista. They are celebrating their 8th anniversary. Happy birthday to you guys. Thank you for making good beer. The first one we've got in front of us is a cold IPA called Everfrost. This beer comes in at 6.2% ABV. I'm getting a very crisp, dry finish, but I'm also getting a nice citrusy hoppiness with a little bit of dank there. What do you guys get?
I get a little tropical fruit. I'm getting a little bit of pineapple, but I'm getting all the other stuff that you're talking about as well. Collaboration with Bergen Beer Company. They're neighbors to the west over there.
Bergen's one of the all-star breweries in San Diego, so it's cool to see two good breweries come together.
Brewmaster, is it weird to say I can taste the Bergen in it? I mean, I love Bergen. I feel like I can pick a Bergen out. Like, is that...
Yeah.
Do palates get that sensitive and smart? I'm not saying that mine is.
Well, you've been doing this quite a while now, Marty.
I mean, I
see what you're talking about, because there's an assertive bitterness there, and it's also really dry, and it really allows the hops to poke through the malt and kind of overpower the malt. Mm. But that's, you know, that's a collaboration. You should taste sort of the influences from both breweries.
Well, I'm getting used to Battle Mage here on this beer for breakfast.
And with these collaboration beers, there's two routes people usually go. They either do something that's kind of out there for both breweries, or if they're smart, in my opinion, like here, they play off the strengths of the collaborator that they have. And man, Bergen can make a dry, crisp, you know, San Diego style or cold IPA, and together they came up with a recipe that I think is fantastic cold IPA.
Yeah, what a lot of breweries do sometimes is they'll take their like signature IPA and take the signature IPA from the other brewery that they're collaborating with, and they'll just mash them both together. So what you get is like a good cross section of both IPAs.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
The imaging, the can wrap on each of these has like sort of an Iron Maiden Eddie sort of like Dungeons and Dragons theme. Is there something behind that, Brandon?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a fantasy, like the fantasy tabletop games that are out there. That's what they're all about here. This is two Ballast Point veterans. They formed their own brewery 8 years ago. You walk in there and there's dragons, there's weapons, swords, axes. I mean, like, you know, Magic the Gathering cards on the wall and everything. And people come in there for D&D nights and it is packed wall to wall.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got a really great following. A lot of them will be out there for their 8-year anniversary celebration. That's on Saturday. Still two sessions, still some tickets left. So check into that. But I highly recommend this brewery if you've never been.
So while you were talking, I was looking at the artwork on the second can of the beer that we're about to drink. This one's called Summon Ifrit. And I'm guessing Ifrit is like a big devil-looking crazy character with sharp teeth. And there's like a wizard on here. This is a hoppy amber. And I know this beer, they won medals with this beer.
Yeah.
The flavor of it, I'm really tasting a lot of toasted malt on this one. And it's got like this roasted chestnut flavor going on.
Yeah.
Marty, you getting that?
It's really deep and rich.
Yeah.
I like it because it's a throwback to when ambers were kind of at the forefront and people were really putting a lot of work into making a dynamic, flavorful red or amber. This is almost like Arrogant Bastard territory is what we're talking about. It's bold, but drinkable and delicious.
It's a quintessential American amber.
Battle Mage and Vista, you guys continue to surprise us and obviously bring a little bit of entertainment with the beer value too. Love it.
For sure.
This anniversary, Brandon, tell us where to go again.
Okay, you're going to want to go to Battle Mage Brewing in Vista. It's tomorrow. There are tickets available and they have two sessions, one at noon, one at 5 p.m.
Brewmaster, our two beers from Battle Mage again.
Everfrost Cold IPA, which was a collaboration with Bergen, and that comes in at 6.2 ABV. The second beer is called Summon Ifrit, and it's a hoppy amber gold medal winner at the World Beer Cup, coming in at 6.1.
Yeah.
Both excellent beers, as excellent as the artwork on the can.
Gentlemen, thank you, and cheers.
Cheers. Support your local breweries.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. 91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.